Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. If it's the first half of the 3 o'clock Central Time Hour, well, you're hearing the live broadcast, and we want you to be a part of it. Got a question or something you'd like to discuss? Give us a call now, 844-322-2742. In the U.S. or Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Before we get into our content today, a special birthday greeting to one of our favorite children of God, Greg Park, who's sitting on the other side of the glass today.
Right.
So a very special happy birthday to Greg Park. He's just been a godsend to our ministry so many years. He makes everything work around here. So
Not only is he a godsend to the ministry, he is a wonderful friend.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Indeed.
So let's all wish Greg Park a happy birthday today.
1, 2, 3. Happy birthday, Greg.
There you go. Right. Well, we're talking about our identity in Christ, and yesterday we looked at a passage out of 1 John, and we're going to go back to that. 1 John chapter 3, one of my favorite passages in the Word of God. You know, I have a lot of those favorite passages.
Yeah, but more and more all the time.
That's right, but this one definitely stands out. And why I like this passage, it's the first three verses. It really follows our tagline, hear, believe, and live. So in this first verse, we have the here section of the scripture. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are.
Yeah.
And so John is saying, are you hearing that? Are you really getting that message? Because so many of us hear those words and then process it through these crazy minds of ours, and it comes out saying that we're old sinners saved by grace. Well, that's not what the Word of God teaches. That's not what we're supposed to hear. We're supposed to hear the simple, clear message that because of Christ, because of His work, we are now children of God. That's who we are. I have no other identity than that one. So I tweeted today, who are you? Are you a sinner saved by grace, or are you a child of God? You can't be both.
Yeah.
If you're a sinner saved by grace, you're still a sinner. And guess what? Your actions are going to follow suit.
Yes.
You know what sinners do? They sin.
Yes.
Do you know what children of God do? They learn to trust Jesus. They learn to walk by faith in the risen Christ and allow Him to do His work in and through them. That's what children of God do.
Yeah.
Why do they do that? Because they're children of God. That's their identity. So in this first verse, we have the here section. In the second verse, it says, beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. Now, this is the faith part.
Yeah.
We are called to walk by faith, not by sight. All of these other identities that we can latch onto that are out there in the world, I'm a basketball player, I'm a physician, I'm a dad, we can see all of that. So we can latch onto it, and we can see the benefits of what those particular identities are going to bring to us, because we see what those identities bring to others. Mm-hmm. But that's just sight, and those are temporary identities. You know, basketball players retire, and then they're ex-basketball players or ex-athletes, and there's nothing worse than that. They can't get out of those old days. They can't, you know, many of them can't seem to move on with life.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about high school.
That's right. Boy, I was one of the best badminton players in college you've ever seen 40 years ago, or tennis or something like that. But those are temporary identities, but we latch onto those because they do something for us. Well, God has a better identity, an eternal identity, one that is called child of God. We can't see exactly what that's going to be because it's tied to Jesus, Jesus who is seated at the right hand of God the Father, who at one point is going to come again. And when He does, we're going to see Him for exactly who He is. And guess what? We're going to be like Him.
Yeah.
So we have to accept that by faith. We have to believe that, to trust that that is true. And then the third verse is the living it out. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as he is pure. You're a child of God. You were once in darkness. Now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. That's what this passage is all about. You no longer fit in with the world. You're compatible with Jesus. You're compatible with this new way of life that is by faith in Jesus Christ. That's what being a child of God is all about. So live as a child of God. I think in many ways, this John 3:3 is John's version of Romans 12:1-2. Offer yourselves as a living sacrifice. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's all John is saying here. When he's saying that we should purify ourselves, it simply means that we should align our minds, our decisions, with who we are in Christ Jesus. Yeah. Live that out. Live what God has worked out in you. So right here in these three verses, we hear it. We're children of God. We believe it. We can't see exactly what that is. But one day when Jesus returns, it will become very clear. Right now, we simply walk by faith in that truth. And as we walk by faith, then we're going to see ourselves purifying ourselves. In other words, saying no to sin and yes to Jesus Christ.
Hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. Thanks, Bob, for those opening comments. Friends, we have open lines. We'd like for you to be a part of the broadcast. If you're hearing it during the first half of the 3 o'clock Central Time hour, 844-322-2742. Or if you're hearing a delayed broadcast, you can call that same number and record your question. We'd love to address it on a soon-coming edition of Basic Gospel. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. And, of course, we shared the exciting news yesterday that Basic Gospel has received up to $33,000 in challenge grants for the month of June. And guys, we have only 10 days before the end of our fiscal year, and we're down to crunch time. And Richard, I know you agree with that.
Yes, I do agree with it, but I'm there's no fear in this. I mean, we know what we need. We've communicated it clearly. We trust Jesus to move in the hearts of our listeners, because you're not paying money to Bob and Richard.
Right.
You're paying money for the spread of this message of hope in Jesus Christ to people around the world. We know that lives are changed. We know that people are not the same after they hear this message, because we hear it every day here in one way or another. That's what you're investing in. It's as simple as that. It's worth it. It truly is an investment that pays back eternal dividends. You will never give a better dollar anywhere at any time than to Basic Gospel for the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Richard, you just had an opportunity to see that firsthand.
Yes,
you visited with a company in Atlanta, and we had sent, because of somebody contributing to the ministry, we were able to send a bunch of books to this particular company to pass out to various homeless people and that sort of thing as some of their charitable efforts. And something else happened with those books. They started passing those around to all the employees. And you sat down with one of the principals, and they basically said, my goodness, we never knew it could be this good. And we're seeing revival break out because of the simple message of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the basic gospel doing its work in the lives of people. You saw that firsthand.
Yeah, firsthand. I mean, one of the things that was going to happen, there was a big party on Thursday night celebrating the 10th anniversary of this other ministry, and they were going to put one of the books, one of your books, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, at the seat, every seat in the auditorium. And I got there, and there were no books, and I'm scratching my head. And then Rob Henserling, who was my contact there and the executive director of Maximum Impact Love, comes running up and says, oh, you're Richard, I'm Rob, glad to meet you. I bet you're wondering why there's no books. And he said, this book has had such an impact that I've only got 41 books left. And it seemed kind of unfair to put 41 books out for 250 people. That people have continued to come to him and the people in his office and say, can I get a copy of that book?
Wow.
You know, I've read it. I love it. I know somebody who wants to read it. I want to give it to someone, and they've just given them away. And there can't be anything better than that. That's exactly what this message does for people.
And that's what we're asking people to invest in.
Yes.
You know, let's get that message to as many people as possible. There are so many mixed messages out there in the world today. I've said this time again, and I'll say it again today. Pastors, ministry leaders need to put away their theological blenders.
Yeah.
We are delivering mixed messages just like you wouldn't believe. And those mixed messages are confusing people. Those mixed messages are frustrating people. We're trying to blend law and grace. We're trying to blend the old with the new. We're trying to blend secular humanism with a little touch of Christianity. We're trying to put a prosperity gospel in a Christian suit. We're trying to do all of these things, and we're delivering a blended message that has no spiritual value whatsoever.
Yeah.
If you want things to happen, you have to deliver the purity of the gospel,
yes,
the purity of God's grace. You have to come to that point and believe exactly the way that Paul did, that I am going to complete the task that God has given me, and that task is testifying to the good news of God's grace. There are three things that we are to be involved in as ministers and within our own lives: testifying to the good news of God's grace, teaching people how to live out that grace of God within the context of this new covenant in which we live today, and equipping people to be ministers of reconciliation, how to take this good news out there in the world. Why? Because people desperately need grace. They need the fullness of God's grace to come in and change them from the inside out. So your gift today, and we pray that you are generous as you can be,
yes,
will be an investment in that pure gospel of Jesus. As Andrew, our friend, says, Jesus plus nothing. That's what people need, and that's what they get through Basic Gospel. So come be a part of what God is doing through, I think, this incredible outreach that we call Basic Gospel.
Yeah.
Whether on the air or online or in print, the message continues to march forth. And Richard, thank you for that powerful testimony. And Bob,
sure,
thank you for the clarity of your thoughts on the reasons that our listeners are, I think our listeners are very, very benefited by what they hear. And we hear that in their emails and their phone calls. And anyway, to get back to what we were talking about, we need your help by the end of this month to meet this critical need. And to say thanks for your help this month, we're going to send you our new DVD called The Real You. It's about your identity in the Lord Jesus Christ. Just click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742 and get to know the real you. Again, that's 844-322-2742 or donate online at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go to Metairie, Louisiana and talk to our good friend Wayne. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, Wayne.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Great.
Welcome to Basic Gospel, my friend. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, same here. I get to hear y'all every day. I got a little advantage on you. But listen, guys, I want to chime in on your tagline. I've got a verse I'd like to introduce and get y'all to comment on, and it's been a verse that has been a personal turnaround for me. And I think it flows perfect with this month's theme and the tagline. It's Galatians 2:20.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, y'all talking about the living it part. For the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
Yeah, and it gets right back to our identity. So I posed the question through Twitter, are we sinners saved by grace, or are we children of God? And the answer to that is we are children of God. You can't be both. You can't have a dual identity. You can't be a sinner saved by grace on one hand and a child of God on the other. You're going to become a schizophrenic Christian. You're going to be double-minded. You're going to be unstable in all ways. So we have to recognize the truth of what Galatians 2:20 teaches, that I have been crucified with Christ. Well, who is the I that he's talking about there? That old man, that old sinner, was crucified with Christ, dead and buried. and now we've been raised to walk in the newness of life. Well, what was raised? Well, a child of God. How did that happen? Through new birth. So the old man is gone. The new man is here. Now, what's the difference between those two? A sinner was lost. A sinner was dead spiritually. A sinner did not have the Spirit of Christ living in him. So that guy is dead and gone. Now I'm a new creature in Christ. I have Christ's Spirit living in me. And there is never going to be a time where I will be Bob Christopher without the Spirit of God. Why? Because God has promised that he will never leave me nor forsake me. So he's inside of me. He's indwelling there permanently, forever. He is going to endure with me through thick and thin. So if my flesh starts to act up and starts to tug at me, and I give in to those fleshly desires, guess who's right there in the midst of that with me? Jesus Christ himself.
Yeah.
And I used to do those things in the dark when I was a sinner. That's where I was. I was in darkness. Now, because Christ is in me, I do them in the light. That's why they're yucky to me now. That's why they don't make sense anymore, because they don't fit who I am as a believer. So we have to recognize that old man was crucified. It's no longer us who live, but Christ who lives in us. That's the new me. That's our new identity. I am Bob Christopher with Jesus Christ fully alive in me and my spirit fully alive in him. And the way I now live, I no longer live being controlled by sin and death, being led by the desires of the flesh, or following after the pattern of this world. I now live by faith. Faith in who? The Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
Yeah.
That's the message of Galatians 2:20. And Wayne, I think it does just dovetail beautifully in what we're talking about today. So thank you for sharing it, my friend.
Well, that's quite well, and I'd like to give a shout-out to my beloved brother, Greg Paul. Happy birthday, brother. Love you.
We join you, Wayne.
Thank you so much, Wayne.
He's been a blessing with us on Sunday. So you guys have a great day now. Talk with you later.
Well, thanks, Wayne. We sure will. Great to hear from you, my friend.
Okay, Bob.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. Well, friends, understanding your identity as a child of the living God is one of the most important things in your relationship with Jesus. It's your identity. It's who you've become when you receive his life. But what does it mean? What does all that mean? How can understanding your identity as a child of God change your perspective of yourself and others? Well, those are things that you'll learn about in the new DVD from Basic Gospel called The Real You, and you'll receive it as our way of saying thanks for your gift to Basic Gospel between now and the 30th, the end of our fiscal year. Remember, the impact of your gift to Basic Gospel will be doubled now because of the matching gifts to the ministry. Every dollar you give will be matched up to $33,000. So please, friends, if Basic Gospel has been a help to you, give your most generous gift of love to help us get the airtime and the internet expenses and all the other expenses required paid for. We're down to a critical time, and as we face the end of this fiscal year, just 10 days away, we need your help. So click donate at basicgospel.net or by phone, call 844-322-2742 to make your gift. Do what you can, be as generous as you can, and leave the rest to God. Donate at 844-322-2742 or at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. I posted this tweet on Twitter about who are we? Are we a sinner saved by grace, or are we a child of God? And somebody responded to that, Steve, and had a very good question, a verse that many people will drag out and say, well, see, here Paul is saying that we are nothing more than sinners saved by grace. And it's 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15, and it says, the saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and of whom I am the foremost. So here Paul is basically claiming to be the chief of sinners. So was he saying that he was an old sinner saved by grace, that was his identity? Or did he embrace his new identity as a child of God? What is this verse teaching? And I think it's going to be very clarifying once we understand what Paul is actually saying here. Is he claiming to be, after coming to know Christ, just an old sinner saved by grace?
Well, what he recognized finally is that he was a sinner, and he was dead, and he needed to be saved by grace. As soon as he accepted Jesus' salvation by grace and began to walk by faith, he was no longer that old sinner. Had he committed murder? Yes. Had he done other horrible things? Yes. And it was a fact. He never denied the fact, but he never went back either. He was a brand new person in Christ. And if what he's saying here is, if Christ could save me, he could save anybody.
That's right. He was putting himself forth as an example.
Yeah.
That have you committed the things that I have done? Were you a blasphemer? Were you a persecutor of the church? Did you persecute Jesus Christ the way that I did? I don't think there's anything worse that a person could do than what I committed. I was a sinner. I was the chief. And yet Jesus came to save people exactly like me. And when he saves people exactly like me, it's a demonstration of his patience. It's a demonstration of his mercy. It's a demonstration of his love and grace. And when that love and grace hits a sinner like me, it does a powerful work.
Yes.
And an old sinner gets saved by grace and becomes a child of God. So Paul walked confidently in the fact of his new identity. That's why he's kind of the foremost writer on our identity in Christ. That's why in his letters to the Corinthians who were carnal, who were doing all sorts of things, yet he would speak to them in terms of who they were. You're children of God. This is what you once were, but you have been washed. You have been cleansed.
Yeah.
You have been sanctified, justified, glorified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are holy. You are saints by calling. So Paul was the foremost contributor to this new identity that we have in Christ. So once he was saved, once Jesus reached out to him who was once a sinner, he became a child of God, and he walked confidently in that new identity, just as we are to do today. So don't think yourself of being humble and pious by saying, oh, I'm just an old sinner saved by grace.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true. You are denying the truth of the gospel. You were a sinner. You were saved by grace. Now you're a child of God. Embrace it.
Yes.
Step into that new identity. Live it out. You will be different forever in every aspect of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's quickly go to O'Fallon and talk to Brad. Hi, Brad.
Hello, my friends.
Yes.
I tell you what, I was listening yesterday, and when Bob Davis described this month's gift, what a wonderful, wonderful gift that you guys are going to speak to this month. But as far as what Richard said about the giving of, you know, the listeners to the ministry, and I know you guys know this, but you all, since 1987, have invested in me. And every day, you invest in me. And every day, that investment that you've put into me, that you're putting into the listeners, has grown and grown and grown. And
well, Brad, I need to jump in. We're about out of time. But
thank you for that.
I really appreciate those encouraging words. And folks, that's what we want to do with every dollar that comes in, is invest this gospel into the lives of people just like Brad. And there's a wonderful way to do that this month and to help meet a critical need so that we can expand and extend the outreach of this ministry and reach many more people with the good news of Jesus Christ. Come join us.
Yeah, friends, to join us, just click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. And to say thanks, as we were talking about and as Brad mentioned, for your help this month, I'm going to send you our new DVD called The Real You. Again, 844-322-2742 or donate online at basicgospel.net. Well, thanks for being with us for Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be with us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.